Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Oh, I'm so glad we got
Yay!
to.
I was literally just about to be like, okay, let's just do
I know,
the
I was like losing it over here.
All right, so I'm waiting for Josie to join. Oh, there she is. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Okay.
How are you?
Okay.
Oh. Okay, sorry. That's my nose.
Okay, how are you guys then?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Good. Good. It's boring over here, but I mean it's because we're in lockdown, but still.
Yeah.
Oof.
Did you guys have like off this week for school?
No. Oh, because you guys have Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I'm
Is that
home.
why you were off?
Yeah.
Or
You get
yeah,
Oh
we
yeah, that makes sense.
that's lucky. That's like an extra holiday. But we get
Yeah.
a bank holiday, so.
Oh, that's cool. That's nice.
So is it cold where you are?
It is it's like ranging. Like 1 week it will be 17 degrees, and the next week it will be like 50. It's really weird.
Oh
Oh my
yeah.
gosh. Yeah, it's really weird
That's
here.
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Should we start? If you guys have like any questions, we could just like stop it and then I'll just edit those bits out if you like mess up or anything.
All right, cool. Okay. Is
Okay.
my sound good?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I need to like clear my voice. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Hey guys, it's Faith here from Little Girl Big Thoughts. How are you guys doing? Today I'm joined with two very special people, but before we get into that, some quick announcements. If you missed my first episode, I basically post every single Tuesday and you can stream me everywhere. And if you'd like to follow me on Instagram, it's Little Girl Big Thoughts POD. Also, if you go onto my Instagram, go onto my link tree, I have so many links which you can click on that are very useful. And yeah, without me rambling on too much, I'm going to let Josie, which if you watch the last episode, you should know who she is. But Josie.
Hi, it's Josie again. Hope you're good. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Josie underscore Durrance. So
Okay, and also I'm joined by another special person, Lena from Teen Times podcast. And I'm gonna let her introduce herself real quick.
hi, I'm Elena. I'm from Teen Times Podcast. I also have an Instagram. It's teen underscore times underscore podcast. Yeah, I basically am another podcast that we talk about teen things that teen goes through, struggles as a teen, and things that like you can have a lot of opinions on and to interact with and stuff like that.
Honestly, I love your podcast because you can just like it's coming from another teen, which I think we need more teens in this like
Yeah.
industry, I guess.
Oh, I love yours too, though. I've been listening.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so today we're gonna be talking about struggles with being a girl. Now, this can not be like a touchy subject, but we're gonna get really in and personal about being a girl. So I've wrote down some topics which everyone has, and we're gonna kind of just like say the topics and just speak about them and like not pet peeves, but just things that we need to enlighten about the topic. So yeah, the first one, really delving in there really deep, we're gonna talk about periods, which is like periods, like we all have them, it's okay, it's normal. But like, do you guys have anything to say first? Because what I wrote down might be a bit too much for the beginning.
I mean, I love them, they're really, really fun. Every month
So
really adds
fun.
to my happiness.
Yep.
Like, I think it shouldn't be like a taboo subject though. Like, if you just go to someone and be like, hey, do you have any tampons? Like, I don't think you should be like, hey, do you have any tampons? You know?
No.
Like, it doesn't have to be taboo. It's a thing that everyone has.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, you go ahead.
And like opening like pads or something in the
Oh my
bathroom.
gosh. Oh
Like,
yeah.
we
And then you
need
have
to
to like flush the
normalize that.
toilet.
Yeah,
It's so
exactly.
awkward. Like, you either have to cough over it, or like, if your friend's standing outside, just tell them to like start speaking. I don't know. And
Yeah,
also, if there's
like
only two of you in the toilet and you don't know each other, and it's just so
exactly.
awkward.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be, though.
No,
definitely. Wait, 1 second. Okay. Yeah, because it's like, I have to like flush the toilet and then quickly open it, and it's like, no, too much hassle.
And also, our toilets at school.
Oh my god.
I've been in them once, right? Mm-hmm. And the whole bin where you put your stuff in was full. Like, overflowing.
Oh. Where do you put it then? Do you put it on the floor? Like,
I don't know. I hope for the best.
Lena, you know, in your school, do you have those things where you can like buy pads and tampons for like money?
We used to. In my old school, it was like 4th through 5th grade, mm-hmm. and it literally looked like a jail, first of all. but it used to be like the old high school, so in the upper bathroom they had those, but no, we don't have those anymore.
Oh, because I'm just like, why would you have to pay for something like that?
Exactly.
And also, you know, like homeless people, the fact that they have to like, they can't afford it, just makes me so angry. It's like, damn.
I know.
Yeah, but at our school, Faith, mm-hmm. in what we call in student services,
yeah,
you
medical.
Can get them.
Yeah, I know.
You can get them for free.
Yeah, I know we can get them for free, like in the UK, but
it's so nice.
I feel like in America,
in
you have to pay.
Public toilets, you have to pay. Mm. Like vending machines.
And those ones are rubbish, let me tell you that.
Yes.
Okay, so
but we've got taxes been taken off.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, no taxes on the sanitary products. Is that what they're called?
Sanitary, yeah, yeah.
Sanitary, I don't know.
So I wrote down embarrassing stories, but if you don't want to share any, it's fine. I mean, I don't have any, but...
What?
I only started mine a couple months ago, so I don't... It's just weird. Don't have anything.
I just have, like... I like started mine like a year ago, I think. So I don't know. I just have like times, I don't know. I haven't like really been embarrassed in public.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You could say, but like.
Not the white jeans type thing.
Like, exactly. Exactly. But like, I don't know. Like, I could just tell you like my first period story if you guys wanted. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I was just at my house, which luckily I was at my house.
Honestly, yeah, same. I was so happy. Not in school or anything. Oh.
Yeah. Because, like, that was one of my biggest fears, like, getting it in school.
Mm, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Or leaking and then someone telling you had it. I'm like, no, you're joking.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know. I just like went to the bathroom and then.
Yeah, same. No.
Nothing much. Just happened.
I had mine the whole day and I didn't find out until night because I was wearing black underwear. So I just didn't know.
Ooh.
And it was just.
You've been to the toilet earlier on in the day.
Yeah.
And you didn't notice it.
I know. And I wiped my bum and everything and I just.
What did you think was. Maybe you didn't start in the middle of the day.
Maybe.
They say, like, your period comes when you least expect it. And I was, like, always like, oh, I bet this is going to be the day. And then, like, the day I least expected it, it happened.
Yeah, it happened
and, like,
yeah.
for that, like, 10 seconds, I was like, oh, my God, am I dying?
No, my first time. Oh, my God. Basically, I don't know how old I was. Like, year 7? 11,
which
12,
is like
I can't remember.
6th grade.
I can't remember. Anyway.
She was young.
I came home from school. I wasn't that young, like 12,
yeah.
30.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, doesn't matter. Came home from school and I didn't know, like, suspect anything at school. And also, I don't go to toilet school because toilets are a bit manky. And anyway, came home and went to the toilet when I got home. And oh my God, it looked like someone died. I was traumatized.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so funny.
And obviously, my parents are at work. My sister was home. And I went to my sister because I didn't have anything. I was like, I've just started my period. Like, can you give me some pads or something? And she just threw them at me and was like, said nothing. And I mean, she must have been in a bit of a mood or something. No, I don't think I have that many traumatizing experiences. I just start them at such bad timing. Like, the other day, I started at school. And I was like, what am I meant to do here?
Or like when you go on a trip or something like that weekend.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my god!
Even if I have a tampon on or something, I don't want to go swimming.
Yeah,
it's just
stresses me out. I mean, I've never had it. I haven't been on holiday because quarantine. But like, I just hope I don't have it when I go on holiday.
I went on like a 2-week holiday, so it was bound to happen, if you know what I mean. So like the last few days, but it was all
good.
Oh,
that was good then. It's not like the whole week.
Yeah.
All right, should we move on or anything creeping up that we want to talk about?
No, I think I'm good.
That's it, yeah.
Guys, don't make periods a taboo subject, please. Let's be open about it, you know?
I feel like our school's so open. Yeah. I don't know whether it's just us, but us girls, we like shout it across the classroom.
Definitely. And like if the teacher doesn't let us go, we just like say it. So
yeah, we're just like,
some of us anyways.
I don't.
I wouldn't.
I just look deep into their soul and I'm like, sir. Can I go to the toilet, please?
I'm normally
allowed to go anyway.
Yeah. I always think about walking out, but then if I walk out, then everyone would know that why I went. But I was like, oh, who cares?
Anyway, I'm so dramatic. Literally, I was...
Yeah, and you call me the dramatic one.
No, I was in class and something happened and I literally ran out of the classroom crying.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is so dramatic. And then I thought, oh my God, everyone's going to be thinking like
something
really bad's happened and everyone's going to be, I don't know, paying attention to me. I don't know.
Mm.
And I went back in and literally no one noticed I left. So obviously it wasn't that dramatic.
Oh, how sad. Okay, so the next one is girl code. Dun, dun, dun. I feel like we need like a dramatic music. So what is girl code for you anyways?
I don't know. I just like look at my best friend and we just like I just like, you just have like those eye signals that you give each other. Mm-hmm. Like the
little, yeah.
Like, I don't know, just like you know what I'm talking
there's
about.
There's so many looks. Yeah, like about five different looks. And yeah, you just know what everybody thinks.
It's all about the eyes, to be fair. It's
yeah, you gotta know it. You gotta know it. So yeah, I don't know. We just like, I'm just like, you know, give her the eye signal.
But what do you think about like girl code with like boys cheating, friends?
Oh, okay. That girl code. Sorry, I was a
yeah.
little...
No.
I thought we were still on the period topic. Sorry.
Oh, see, what's it called? Like, do you think if your friend dates someone and they break up, do you think you can date that same boy?
I think it depends on like how, like, if the boy like hurt her really bad, he like cheated on her or something, then like I personally wouldn't say like it's totally okay, because first of all, you should like know better to date him if he cheated on her, and second of all, it's kind of just like rude if like she just got hurt by this boy so bad and then you're like, oh well, like I'm gonna go date him now. Like I feel like that's true, but if they have like a mutual like breakup and it's fine and like she's over it, I think it's fine.
Yeah, I always think, I'm like, do I have to ask for permission? I mean, I've never been in this situation, but if I was in the situation, I'm like, what would I do? Would you ask for permission or would you just like go on with it?
I would probably just like tell her like what was happening. Like I would just be like, well yeah, I probably like ask for permission. Like I would just kind of like walk around like, hey, we just started talking, like just want to let you know, like and then like I would say like, hey, like is like, are you okay with us dating? Like if it does get to that point, like are you okay with it, or do you think I should like leave not it?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So what if she says no?
Then I would just be like, if it depends how like she says no. I don't know, it's like if she is just trying to be like, I don't know, like
if she's trying to be protective, then I get it. But she's being like bitchy about it and she's like, no, of course you can't, he's like my ex. I'm like, oh, okay,
I thought you were gonna say my man, and then I'm like,
oh. I was gonna say it.
Yeah, no, I think it depends on the situation. Like
I also think it depends how close you are.
That's what I was gonna say.
If it's like Juicy, for example, then obviously not. But if it was like someone I'm not that close with,
depends
then...
whether I like them as well. I might just go out with a boy just because I don't like them. I'm joking.
Yeah,
no, I think it depends on like how long they were dating, whether she really liked him, whether he broke her heart.
Yeah, it all depends on the situation. Yeah,
yeah. Because if they were dating for like a month or even just talking and then it just didn't go well, and then 6 months later I want to date him, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think
that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it was like a couple weeks after?
I know. I think you can get over someone in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, but that means they never liked them in the first place, let's be honest.
Yeah.
It depends what age as well, because in year 7 and year 8, everyone went out with everybody.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, year 7 and 8 is 5th, 6th and 7th grade, so like middle school,
that
elementary.
That sounds so young.
Yeah. But, so like 11, 12 for Lena.
Yeah.
Why? That's crazy.
Or 13. I don't know.
No, but everyone just goes out. 13.
Really? Wait, how old are we?
Year 7, we were 11.
And that's crazy.
I know. My brother is in year... Don't tell him I said this, but like my brother is 10 and he dates like as many people as he can see.
Wow.
So
I
it's
was
not
never
young.
That person, you know. In primary school, literally, this one boy, I'm friends with him now, but yeah. It was a bit weird. It was a bit weird situation.
I was one of them in year 8. Like, I was just diving into any boy who gave me attention.
Really?
Like, stop. And that's when I started wearing makeup as well. Oh my goodness.
Oh. See, like, my grade, it's like, so my year 8, I'm in year 8 right now, 8th grade, that's what we call it, and, so, like, I don't know, like, literally, I think, it's like, it's, people are just starting to date, like, very, like, it's not, I don't know.
So she's 13 or 12?
I'm 14.
14?
And... Did you just turn...
year 9, 14. Yeah,
No, that means... Did you just turn... Did you just turn 14, Lena?
I have, like... I have a July birthday, so, like, I'm right on the mark of when they make their decision. So, like, I got to choose if I want to be the youngest or the oldest of my grade. So, I chose the oldest I don't know. I just want to be... Yeah.
Special, you know?
No, that makes sense.
Imagine getting to choose. That's.
But
Josie, you're one of the oldest in our years.
Yeah, there's a couple people that are like a week older than me.
Yeah.
I used to be the oldest and then
went downhill from there.
Yeah. Wait, so I'm nearly in year 11. Well, grade 10.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But not.
So do you think girl code is, like, necessary?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because if it's not, then girls will just be breaking other girls' hearts.
I think it's just a bit rude, really.
Yeah,
I mean, even if there was no girl code,
I wouldn't go to my friend.
I want to be with the same person as my friend had been with.
Exactly. Even if I was, like, at a party and then this girl and this boy were, like, getting close, and then this boy starts getting close to me, that's still girl code, you know? I don't want to jump in and interfere, so I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think it's just, like, a good thing in our world. It's just, like, respecting others, you know? It's, like, you know?
There's some good bits to being a girl, you know?
Yeah.
But the boys, do they have a guy code?
The bro code, I think it is.
Yeah,
bro code.
Yeah.
No. No, but I don't think anyone in our school sticks by it.
Honestly, if a boy did... Stop. England... I think England is more fast-paced than, like, America and stuff.
Probably. You're probably right.
Girls in our year will be, like, wearing, like, full-face makeup, and you guys probably just, like, only discovered makeup. Not, like, only, but, like, you know what?
We're just, like, mascara. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Mascara. Carmex. Nah, you cannot lie, Josie. Just because you are a rare one who doesn't wear makeup, there's, like, girls come into our year with full faces and stuff, eyelashes and everything.
It's not that good, but... Jeez, that sounds so rude.
I mean, you're not wrong.
No, yeah.
What happened to us? Girl code. No, I'm joking. Okay, so... We've been recording for like 20 minutes. So do you guys want to take like a little 5-minute break? Just get some water, you know, go to the toilet, or should we just continue?
I don't care, whatever you guys
want to
do.
I'm going to continue.
Okay. Let me just drink
Unless
some water.
Unless you want some water, Faith. Do you want some water?
I'm drinking it now. I won't give you guys an ASMR, so don't worry.
I can hear it.
I tried to cover my microphone, stop. Okay. Let's move swiftly along. So, the next topic is expectations we have to live up to. And I'm doing the little bunny arms. So,
happened. You know that that quotation mark?
It means speech.
I know.
Okay, so when I wrote this, I meant like the stereotypes of like what a girl should be, what a girl should look like, stuff like that.
Mm.
How is that for you guys?
I think that on Instagram and stuff like that, there's always those girls, and it's like, I think when you post on Instagram, whenever you like, I don't know, post anything of yourself, like what a normal girl would expect is like, mm-hmm. you crave that, like that, those comments like, oh, so beautiful, so pretty.
Because, oh my God, yes. I don't even post on Instagram anymore. This is like not fair, but like I just,
yeah,
it's so stressful. It is, oh,
and it's like, oh gosh, this other girl got more likes. Oh, my other photo got more likes. It's just it's just like it's really, I hate it. First of all, it's you should. I also hate how people are commenting on like what people look like. You know, like that shouldn't be what you're focusing on. Exactly. It should be more of what you think of and how smart you are and like what you like to do. You know?
Yeah. And who you are, like, as a person, you're a good person. Because, not gonna lie, most of these people who paint themselves to be so perfect on the, outside are not so perfect on the inside, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're not nice or stuff like that. It's just like, why? Why are you gonna be that?
I think society's just got to paint a different picture of perfection.
Yeah.
Because realistically, everything is perfect. Like, what is perfect?
Yeah.
Exactly. There is no perfect.
Yeah.
Just because someone has a slim waist and, like, bigger stuff doesn't mean.
I mean, sometimes you can go down like a massive rabbit hole in Instagram. Like, what are the names? Daisy Keish.
Oh my gosh, yes. Abby Rowe.
Olivia Potan.
Oh my God, stop.
Like, I just go down on their thing. I'm like,
bro.
Yeah. It just.
But that's just.
And like, you know, they're not plastic because they are open about it. Like, they worked for it. So, like, why can't we just be like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Why can't we just, like, congratulate them? Like, you, like, good job, you know, for good working work on it, you know? Like,
instead of like, oh, we need a paper bag to cover her face, her body. Like, no, we don't need those comments. Like, they didn't need it.
Yeah. And I think another thing that's really annoying is, like, we're like, how you dress, you're labeled as something, you know?
Yeah.
I feel bad because like I'm like aesthetic, like I know everyone has like an aesthetic, mm-hmm. but like I don't think people should be bullied like if they want to dress like I don't want to say like, it just sounds like you're putting labels on it, but like if you want to dress like emo or like girly girl, like there shouldn't be labels.
There shouldn't
like,
be.
Yeah, to, like, one day you want can be an emo and one day you can wear all the pink in the world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like it doesn't need to change like, it. Oh, she wore black yesterday. Oh God, no. Like there's just too many of that. And we were talking about non-uniform day. Like this doesn't really go to Lena because I think you have non-uniform every day, so you can just wear your own clothes to school. But like some days we'll have like one day in like the whole term where we get to wear our own clothes, and those days are like the
horrible
worst days. Honestly, I'll be stressing about it for like 3 months before it even happens. Aww. And we're like,
I think horrible. It's because if we wore our own clothes every day,
it'll be so become much more normalized. Yeah, because everyone would
but
know
because
what,
it's yeah. Everyone, like, you want to wear your best clothes on that day, and
yeah, you want to don't want to. And then it's like, do I want to stand out? Do I want to fit in? Like, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of annoying how, like, society makes you think that, like, you can't be yourself because other people are going to judge you. And, you know, that reflects on other people. Like, if you're judging somebody, obviously you don't feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
So, but, like, you don't think that in the moment when somebody's judging you. That's not what you think. You know, you think.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I need to change. Oh, like all this stuff, and it's annoying. It's terrible.
Especially when you're like walking up to like a group of people, or like maybe boys even, and then you just think they're muttering about you, but they're not.
It's I feel like on non-uniform day, all your emotions are heightened to think that everyone's out to get you.
Yeah.
In reality, they shouldn't care. All I always say is just, like, get that bag, don't focus on boys. But then then there's just me, 3 a.m., like, oh,
thinking about
boyfriend.
That boy.
Okay, so the next one is one that I'm actually pretty, like, I really want to talk about, is women's rights and, like, being a feminist. Mm-hmm. So what is your definition of feminist, first of all, you guys?
Sorry, do you want to go first?
No,
okay.
No. Go for it.
So I think that feminist is very misunderstood. Like, I think feminist is like some like a word that really hasn't been like clarified, but in my mind, feminist is just women being equal to men. And a lot of people are like, oh, I don't like feminist or something. I think they think that like that means like women being higher than men, women, but it's just women being equal to men. And if you don't believe in feminist, then like you don't deserve to have women in your life that, you know, help you along the way and stuff because, you know, feminist is a huge part in your life. And if you don't, you know, think that, then do you really deserve,
What's
yeah,
wrong with you?
exactly. And like, do you really deserve to have a woman in your life? Do you really deserve to have a daughter? You know what I'm saying?
I literally agree with that so much
I was
because
taught
I
all
get
right.
so mad when people say, oh no, I'm not a feminist. I'm like, do you know what feminism means? All it is that women and men want to be equal.
It's not that one should
That's
be more superior than the
just
other.
because it has the word feminine or female in the word doesn't mean it's promote it's saying women should be better than
Yeah, and
men.
like men are already giving more rights than women, so we're just asking to be equal to you guys. Why is that hard?
And I think a part of it as well is we have to aim to be higher to be equal, if you know what I mean. But I don't think people understand it.
I
I
think it's
think
like
because
the
there's
same.
extreme feminists like to.
I think it's the same thing as like Black Lives Matter and stuff. I feel like people are just uneducated when it comes to the topic, and then they just want to say like the first things on their mind. Because I was talking to this boy in school, and we were doing feminism in English, and he was like, I'm not a feminist." I was like, "What?" I was like, "Do you even know what it means?" And he was like, "Yeah." I was like, and then I started to describe stuff. I was like, "Oh, so if a girl gets raped, is it the boy or the girl's fault?" And I was like saying all these things, which I didn't even know like the real meaning of feminism until I like researched it and stuff. Then I was like, "Oh, what I'm saying doesn't really go to the matter because it's about being equal and not about being superior." That makes sense. I don't know. I feel like I'm just
Yeah,
like
like yeah, that makes sense.
because I wasn't educated on the topic until I did my research. So then I understand where like
I
stuff
mean
like that.
it's Black Lives Matter, not to say other lives don't matter, but to bring light to Black
Yeah,
lives.
exactly.
It's like feminism female is to bring light to women didn't have, or I don't know, not
All those
now,
rights, yeah.
have the same rights as males. It's just to bring a light to that. It doesn't mean that all males are bad. It doesn't mean all white people are like, you
I
know.
feel like email, what's it called? Males just have not like an ego, but then they always think like, oh, boys are funnier than girls, boys are better than boys are stronger. Like that's not the case when it comes to 21st century. Like things are actually changing and they don't want to realize that. I mean, some of them anyways, not all of
Yeah.
them. Some
And like
boys are
when you
good.
say educated, like there's, I think that people do think that they're educated, but people get. I watched this Netflix documentary called The Social Dilemma, and basically it was saying that people get different news. So like on their Instagram, they're getting a
Yeah, I know.
totally different feed than we're getting, depending on what they like to see. So let's say they think like the coronavirus isn't real, that's what they're seeing on Instagram, you know? So like if they're seeing on Instagram all this stuff about, and we're seeing totally different things, you know, we're seeing like all these things about like why feminism is, you know, amazing and stuff like that. I don't know. And they're seeing like why feminism shouldn't be thing, you know? So it's like we say they aren't educated, but they think they are, and they say we aren't educated, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because if you're looking on your feed and you think you're getting educated, you're not going to look up on the internet so and so
What this
because
actually means,
yeah, and a lot of
you know,
people,
because you think you
yeah,
know
and a lot of people
already.
don't even want to, you know, research it, you know.
Exactly. Like when I'm like explaining it to some of these boys, they'll just be like, yeah, whatever. Okay, I've heard you. I don't want to argue with you. Like, what? I'm trying to explain something to you. Now you're getting defensive towards me. That's not how the world works, baby, you know? For sure.
Also, some boys, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna name names, but some people they like to
I need to find out now.
think they're funny, and they're like, no, I don't know what it is about the female and then the iron, and then females must iron, and then there's like other stereotypical stuff. And then once I was walking to my food technology class, and this boy, he shouted, oh yeah, go back to where you belong. like the kitchen.
Oh, that's not even funny.
And then, like, because we're like kind of friends, I guess he thought it was funny. I'm like,
no, it's not really funny. You know, it didn't make. Boys' humor is kind of dry. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
it's like if you're not a class count, there's clown.
Some people that just do stupid stuff so people laugh at them, but they think they're laughing with them. It's like, oh my god, we're just laughing at you. You're not actually funny.
There's this guy in my English class, right? And he farted, right? He literally farted, and all the boys were laughing, like, oh my god, that's so funny, bro. And all the girls literally sat there and were like, what the hell are you doing? That's disgusting.
I was in my geography class. I know we're getting off topic now, but someone farted and they just left the room because they got called out.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
The fart went from like the left side of the room all the way to the right side, so everyone was like people were saying, oh my god, it stinks, and we couldn't smell it, and then it came towards him like, oh my god, that actually happened. It was disgusting.
If you're a boy watching this, you know it's not funny to fart. It's kind of disgusting. Yeah, it's kind of like the ick. Do you guys know what the ick is?
I ick myself. I, like, do stuff and I'm like, ew, Josie, what the hell?
I don't make myself cringe, but I make everyone cringe.
Yeah. And then there's some, like, other people's boyfriends. They do stuff. I'm like, oh my god, how can you be with that person?
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Oh, this is a bit off topic. But have you guys ever been in, like, a toxic relationship or anything?
I have.
Just in general, with a girl? Yes.
No, not with a... Like, it doesn't matter. Just, like, have you been in a toxic relationship with someone? Then how did you feel? Because I know it's a topic, but girls have to go through this all the time.
Okay, so at first, it was, like, I didn't realize it. And I think that's kind of how a toxic relationship starts. Like,
was this
girl,
with a guy?
Girl, yeah. Friend. I don't know. She just like, so she would tell other people. So I don't know. I'm not like popular, but like I know people, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you're well known.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes. So she was new to the school and she knew my cousins because she came from the school that my cousins go to. So, but like she just used me to like get people and stuff like that. And like, I don't know, she just made me feel very guilty and like bad because I don't know how to explain. she would go ice skating for a really long time and then like come home, and then she said like she need help with something, so I was like, because I had been home for like 2 hours at that point, I was like, okay, I'm sorry, I gotta go eat dinner. And you know, then she would like get super mad at me, but I was like, okay, but that's not my fault, like I need to go eat dinner, like, you know?
Yeah.
So she just, like, and then she would, like, blame it on me and, like, all this stuff. But, like, obviously that's not, like, a huge deal. But just, like, all those things, like, all the time.
The little things.
Yeah, and she just, like, spread rumors and stuff like that. And, yeah, it was just, I don't know.
I just had a friend who was blatantly toxic, and I did realize it, but I didn't want to leave her because she was like older than me, and at the time I was in sixth grade, so I was in year 7 and she was in like ninth grade maybe.
Okay.
That's like year 10, so like we were friends because we lived in the same neighborhood, we didn't go to the same school, but we were friends, we went to the same thing, and there's this boy in the playground as well, and she'd always do like, you know, the little things like, oh, Faith, you've got a cut on your thing. And she'd make these, like, really sly jokes. I'm like, stop. And they got really, like, repetitive. And it was like, it's not even funny anymore. And the boy started to call her out and everything. And then she started crying. And she was like, it's not my fault, all this shit. And I was like, can you please be quiet?
You just saw Faith. You're going to have to bleep that out. Your mom's going to be watching this. Sorry. You always tell me off, so
yeah. All right, JC, do you have any stories?
I wouldn't say I've had any toxic friends, just friends that ships that haven't worked out. Like, I've come out of them and don't think they were toxic. I just don't think we were like, you know,
we weren't vibing.
Yeah, it just didn't work out, like a relationship.
Oh, you're lucky then.
What?
Never mind. never made someone feel, never made, you've never felt, wait, what? Wait, you've never felt that someone made you feel like S-H-I-T.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't think it was toxic. Not it like,
wasn't,
when,
yeah, it just wasn't great.
And while I was in the friendship, it was fine, but, like, one thing happened and it, like, kind of blew up.
Mm.
But obviously, whenever you, like, end a friendship, it's a bit...
It's never going to be like...
S-H-I-T. Yeah, but...
It's not okay. Bad. All right, so the last question that we're going to talk about today is... I saw this thing on yesterday on TikTok, and it basically said that this girl was dancing to the song, and you know how you have those little quotes and stuff? So the quote said, just because I'm a girl doesn't mean I have to respect all girls. And this is going to sound like an English assignment, but like, to
oh,
what
this
extent?
This is like a religious studies. Jesus.
To what extent do you agree with this? So yeah, how do you guys feel about that statement? Because I read it and I was like, that's like, oh, I don't know.
I agree
didn't
want
to say
it.
About that.
I
just because you're a girl doesn't have to. Oh, so how?
Well, because I don't respect all men.
Wow, what?
Like, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, just because I'm a girl doesn't mean I have to respect all girls. Yeah, there's some girls I don't respect.
Like, do you think that they have to gain your respect?
No, like, no. Like, everyone starts with respect and then they do stuff to make
oh,
me
yeah,
not
obviously,
respect
yeah.
them.
But, yeah.
Like, generally, there's
so what
people
makes
I don't respect.
Like, so... what makes you lose respect for them?
If I know they've been talking about someone, if they've done something rude to someone else, you know?
Yeah, even if it's not directly to you, yeah, yeah.
No, like, if I see them being horrible to somebody else, or even to bully someone else, why would I have any respect for them?
Mm.
When they're a horrible person.
Lane, are you still there?
Can you hear me? Okay, sorry, I pressed the button and, like... So I've been talking this whole time.
Yeah.
You can't even hear me. Okay. Anyways. Yeah. So, I think this is like interesting because it's like, first of all, you need to start off with equality. Like, all men and women are equal, and then as you said, they lose respect.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know. You can like look at this definitely two ways.
I think you should just have respect for all human beings.
I would say, I don't know. I feel like I still respect people's decisions on things if they have a reasonable, like, thing, you know? If they have a reasonable way. But if they just, like, I guess I'm talking about decisions, not the same thing that you were talking about. But, like, if they have a reasonable background on it and if they, like, are educated on it. But
if they're
just talking about it because...
Yeah.
They like a friend did it or they think it like just
it's kind of like a Trump support type thing. If they have facts and stuff to back them up, I'm like, oh, okay, you do. But if you're just saying it to like get on someone's nerves, I'm like, wow, my respect is gone for you. And also boys who just like think girls are objects, you know, that's respect gone.
Oh, that is it makes me so mad.
Because like if you want to throw a girl around and do whatever you want with her, then why can't a girl do that to you? They're like, well, I'm bigger than her, all this stuff. I'm like, shut up, please. Just because you're, like, 2 feet taller than someone doesn't mean you're stronger than them or automatically better than them, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's, like, I have respect for anybody until they do something that makes me not have respect for them. So I don't think, like, the just because I'm a girl doesn't mean I have respect for all
girls. Think that, like, oh, sorry.
I agree with you.
I respect their decisions.
I don't really think that like saying though is really like I think whoever like came up with that saying needed to do like a better job of like really elaborating on why you don't have respect for all girls because that's just saying like like I just like when I would first read that I like thought like well like are you just do you not like do you not help other girls out like what are you meaning by that you know. So, like,
yeah,
I think if you're gonna say that, you need to, like, elaborate on what you mean by it.
It's literally, like, one of those, like, English exams where they give you the most basic sentence about, like, to what extent do you agree with this?
Yeah, I think,
like,
have you heard
what
of
do you
the,
mean?
The brand Girls Supporting Girls by, like, Maureen? I don't know.
I've not heard that.
She, like, preaches, like, Girls Supporting Girls, which I think this is kind of what this say
first
is like
trying to say, yeah.
Well, not say, like basically they don't support other girls. I don't really know what, because obviously girls,
yeah, which they don't,
girls,
but
but yeah.
Yeah,
we all can be really butchy.
I think that's why people will probably disagree with that, because it's just very negative. It's a very negative saying, but at the same time, like, I don't disagree with it, because
what's that thing that we said on the bus stop the other day? It was like, preach what you
practice, what you preach.
Practice, yeah, what you preach. It's kind of like that.
And that's kind of what we're doing with the podcasting. You know, every episode we're practicing.
Yeah. We still try and like, we still come up. Like, we're not all perfect people. Like, I feel like we're just like talking on FaceTime. Like, there's another wall out there of people. That are like, hi guys, we're here. We're just like all in our conversations. But yeah, do you guys have anything to add before I close up, or anything you want to talk about? Any quotes?
I would just say like, even what we have talked about, like, I think that you need to be open to, you know, like, meeting new people and, like, not having a, like, a designated, like, thought on somebody before you meet them by, like, hearing rumors or whatever, because obviously there's a ton of rumors that go around, and I've definitely met people who don't act anything like their rumors, you know? Yeah,
oh my
so,
goodness,
like, I think
obvious,
it's just, like,
yeah,
you need to start with an open mind and, like, not listen to rumors because, you know, you can start off with no respect for somebody, which isn't really fair to that person, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, another thing that I absolutely hate is, like, if a girl has a bad reputation with other girls, you're automatically, like, not allowed to be.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it should be that way. Just because a girl had a little scandal with someone doesn't mean that no one has to touch them, you know?
Yeah. I think it's just because I've already kind of made my friends. So if a new person comes in, obviously I'm going to be kind. I'm not going to go off other people's points of view. But at the same time, if they do something... Sorry, I probably do. If they say something that I know to somebody, I'm like, oh, that is a bit... That's a bit weird. Because I've already got my friends, I'm not going to feel the need to go and make friends. I don't know. That sounds horrible. Like, that's what I'm trying to say is it obviously adds to my opinion, but I wouldn't totally go off that basis.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. What do you guys think about friendship? Oh, we're supposed to end, but like, oh, well. What do you guys think about friendship groups? Do you think it's better to have, like, one or like two or three close friends, or would you rather be in a friendship group with like 6-7 different girls and just like all be friends?
So like personally I have like a best friend, and then I'm like in like three groups of people, so I like both, but I don't know.
It's a good combo.
I don't think obviously, Faith, you're like close friend, and then like a couple other people.
Yeah,
but I think we still float through different friendship groups.
I feel like
our year is like quite a big friendship group. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like everyone knows everybody.
Oh yeah. Also, this isn't gonna like really relate to you, Lena, but in our friendship group, we have like different friendship groups in our friendship group.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean, see.
Yeah, no.
So it's like.
So there's, like, 10 people. Like, people go off in, like, threes and
twos.
That makes sense.
You know.
So I can relate to that.
I don't mind. As long as someone's not being fake to you and they're actually your friend, you can have as many friends as you want.
I think I just, like, you need to know the people you trust.
Yeah.
And then you can be friends with whoever you want, but just know that maybe you can't rely on them for everything.
Mm. I mean, not like Juicy. She ditched me after year 11.
What? What did I do? What?
Do you remember on the bus and I was like, you were like, oh, you're probably been gone by then. I was like,
oh yeah, because you like move every year. You move so much.
I'm joking.
Well, some, I don't know, we might not be friends after year 11. Still got a whole another year and a half.
Yeah, you might do something to upset me.
Yeah. Can you imagine us in a fight? That would be horrible.
Oh, I wouldn't take it seriously.
I would rather not get beat up.
No, I wouldn't beat you up. Are you done? I wouldn't take our fight seriously.
We'd just laugh. I wouldn't know whether you're being sarcastic or not.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you guys so much. Oh my god, it's been so good having you on.
Thank you.
Jason.
I love talking with you guys.
Hope you guys had fun. We literally talked for like a whole 45 minutes.
You might have to edit this down a bit. So if you get lost a bit in the middle somewhere.
There's just bits where me and Josie just aren't talking and they were just, oh, okay. Oh, thank you guys so, so much. And for you guys listening on the other end, I hope you guys had a good night, morning, day, wherever. Tune in again next week to hear from me and Josie again. Okay, I'm going to leave their Instagrams linked down below in the description, like always. And yeah, thank you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm gonna end it and then
yeah, Lena, I'm gonna send you a Zoom link. Is that okay? Are you on your phone? Okay,
that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on my phone.
Okay, is that fine? I'm sorry, I've never done one of like the anchor ones before.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh yeah, I just did this one last week.
Oh, all right, cool. I have a Google Doc to share with you guys, so like I'll just do a screen share on the
Okay. Should we do it like with Josie?
Oh yeah, of course. She can
like
do it.
With Josie or just with me, like okay. Josie, is that okay or do you have to go? Huh?
How long are we?
I have no idea. It could be usually from like 30 minutes to an hour, so whatever. You think, and you can like leave in the middle too if you want. You can do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I shall go talk to my parents and see what they're saying about dinner and stuff.
Bye.
Okay,
thank you.
Talk to you
in a bit. Oh wait, how do I?
Okay, bye.